All right, we're wrapping up. Pretty cool series, although hint, hint, we may continue for sure talking about the topic on a regular basis. Much discussion around early childhood programming and services by both nationally and locally themes. Today, for our final segment in this weekly Ready by Five series, Key Community Reps Pam Perriott from K-Connect in the house. Good morning to you, Pam.
Good morning.
Kevin Stotts from Talent 2025. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning, Shelley.
2025 is going to be right around the corner. What happens when 2025 comes and goes?
I hope we can say mission accomplished and we can move on to something else.
Thank you for that. Hey, we are wrapping up a series on the importance of early childhood. We've talked about health care, preschool, goodness gracious, child care, and more, all critical if kids are going to be healthy and ready. So I'm going to jump right to our conversation, Pam, and ask you to talk about how K-Connect is bringing together cross-sector partners to benefit kids across the prenatal to career continuum.
Sure. Thanks, Shelley. K-Connect works to ensure every child in Kent County has an equitable path to economic prosperity from prenatal to career. Through the use of data and a focus on equity, we help the community identify what's working or improving outcomes at a system level and where the unmet needs and gaps remain. Our alignment and ongoing work with First Steps Kent, of course, is central to that work. And together, we have a collaborative and holistic plan that guides everyone's work.
Nice. Back in November, no secret, Kent County voters approved the Ready by Five early childhood millage, I think 57% to 43%. So what does this mean for young kids in the community?
Well, I have to tell you, we are thrilled with the results. I first want to just thank everyone who came out in November and voted for that millage. I think it shows our community understands that investing in the earliest years of a child's life sets him or her up for success in school and beyond. The millage will generate over $5.5 million a year so that more children and families can benefit from services and proven results. Right now, we have many programs at hard work in the community, but we don't necessarily have the funding or the resources to serve all the children and families who could benefit. So this will greatly expand the reach.
That's great. Well, we know business leaders actively supported the Ready by Five millage. So why is business getting involved in the issue?
Well, if you if you think about this in terms of investment in public tax dollars, the work and effort into early childhood development, child care, quality preschool, kindergarten, et cetera, home visiting programs for new families with little ones. Those programs have really been shown to have the best return on investment in terms of early childhood development and setting up those children for long-term success. And so from the perspective of business, it's putting dollars where they can be the most effective. And so if you look at the data, you see that if a child gets quality preschool, is ready for kindergarten, if they're ready for kindergarten, more likely they're going to be ready to read by the end of third grade or ready to learn by the end of third grade with early literacy programs. And that sets them up for being able to graduate from high school, college, and career ready. So it's a straight line in terms of investment, and it really avoids a lot of other costs later on, which ultimately results in kids really sort of not sort of measuring up in terms of their academic performance long term.
I want to ask you a little bit more about Talent 2025's involvement, but this is also important, what, for the current workforce as well? I mean, parents needing this reliable, quality, affordable child care?
We look at it in a couple of different ways. We look at quality affordable child care. We also look at quality preschool programs. And if you look at the cost, especially for low-income families, the cost of child care equals the cost of tuition a lot of state universities in Michigan. So you think about that from the perspective of a family struggling to make ends meet when, you know, more than 30, maybe even 40% of their household income could potentially go to childcare, it really becomes a disincentive to work. And sort of therefore, the families are really limited from being able to sort of improve their economic situation because they literally cannot afford to leave their child with somebody else. in a quality environment. And so this has a huge impact on the workforce because you have parents who would like to be working. You have plenty of jobs in West Michigan that need to be filled. And you have this disconnect where families are really not prevented from sort of seeking employment opportunities because of the cost of childcare.
And would you talk about Talent 2025 and your involvement in early childhood work?
Yeah, so, briefly, Talent 2025 is a coalition of about 120 CEOs and presidents from West Michigan businesses across the 13-county region of West Michigan. We work in different working groups to look at the sort of key aspects or sort of domains of the talent system, and it starts with early childhood development. So we're really looking at how do you improve the quality of that 0-5 experience with a partners with K-Connect, and which sort of is the first step in sort of that talent system, that, early childhood, K-12, post-secondary education, workforce development. So we see the work and success in early childhood development really being essential for the long-term economic success of the region.
Talking again about early childhood, our series that's wrapping up as of this week when it comes to Ready by Five, guests in studio to discuss this important care, including Pam Perriott with K-Connect and Kevin Stotts with Talent 2025. So what are the pressing priorities in 2019?
Well, first and foremost, I think we're super excited about the millage and getting that implemented. Community programs are going to be able to apply as early as mid-2019, so they can start expanding services to more families. The millage will provide funding for in-home and community-based services that support children's health and social, emotional, and intellectual development.
What won't it pay for? It won't pay for quality, affordable child care, right?
No, and that's something that, we and our work is really trying to address, and that is the funding for quality child care comes from the state of Michigan. So we're talking about how do you expand the funding, so providing greater access to families by increasing the amount of funds available for quality child care for low-income families, and then also increasing sort of the eligibility threshold. Right now, a lot of families face a sort of a cliff where they cannot sort of traverse the cost when they lose child care benefits, and then the cost associated with sort of covering the gap in those child care benefits after they lose those from the state of Michigan. So we're talking about how do you increase the eligibility threshold for working poor families so they can afford it long, so they can have that assistance longer, and then increasing capacity and access by increasing the number of the amount of child care funding. So we're really looking at that with policymakers in Lansing right now.
Well, many partners I know that have graced our presence here talking about this this series, this importance of early childhood, where healthcare, preschool, childcare, developmental milestones, supporting and empowering parents have been discussed. So I look to you, Pam Perriott, for your final word.
Well, again, just excited to be here. If you want to learn more about our community's performance across prenatal to career continuum, you can visit our website at www.k-connect.org. And for more information on the millage, of course, you can visit First Steps Kent's website as well. And one more for you, successstartsearly.org is another place where you can get additional information.
Yeah, I know that's been a nice, consistent website, successstartsearly.org. Kevin Stotts?
Yeah, so, great workforce development and great talent development starts with early childhood development. We're working on a couple of priorities for 2019. The first, of course, is increasing access to quality child care, as I talked about earlier. Second is expanding the access to quality preschool with the Great Start Readiness Program. We got data about a month ago that shows the early success in some data from Ottawa County in terms of the impact of that program, which also is the same here in Kent County. And they have some really neat partnerships with healthcare providers and payers with a program called Reach Out and Read to sort of use providers of child care or healthcare services to talk about the value of early literacy and reading to your children. So we're excited to talk maybe more about that in 2019.
Well, you have the platform here when you are ready. Kevin Stotts and Pam Perriott, thank you very much. Concluding this weekly series of, goodness gracious, 11 opportunities to share the answers to what's next for early childhood in Kent County, Ready by Five series. Thanks to our WGVU's Kristen Bomberg for the hookups. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Shelley. Happy holidays.
Yeah, same to you. 10:55 in the morning. A wrap of this edition of the WGVU Morning Show. Time flies when you're having fun. Check out all of our webs, our interviews on our podcast, WGVU.org. And we'll take a picture of Pam and Kevin. And if you see the Facebook page, you'll see what they look like. Take care. I'm Shelley Irwin. Take care.